Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
You know, we all need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I am so ready and so grateful for today's
I knew you would be.
Topic and life strategist.
There you go. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And you know, Lauren, you and I on this program, we talk a lot about forgiveness, the F word,
absolutely.
Don't we?
We did a whole show last week.
Yeah, we did. We did. And we were recently attending the Louisiana Counseling
Association's
annual conference.
Right.
And the keynote speaker just absolutely blew both of us away.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going to another presentation that he made, Dr. Richard Balkin, and he talked about forgiveness, which is something that we do try to talk about here on Strategies on an ongoing basis,
and
because
really,
it's so important.
I really appreciate his story and the way he's gone about actually studying forgiveness and bringing it into the way that we can apply it with ourselves and other people.
Absolutely. And I love the title of his book for a number of reasons, and we'll talk about it today. His book is called Practicing Forgiveness, A Path Toward Healing. And his presentation was wonderful.
Yes.
But then I got the book. And I tell you. And it's, you know, it's a perfect book in my estimation, because you know, he's an esteemed professor.
Mm-hmm.
We'll forgive him for where he professes his professing. I'll mention that in the introduction. I don't want to go, you know, he'll forgive me for not.
You'll have to forgive him.
Yeah, exactly. But, the practicing forgiveness, and, you know, that's so important that we
do. In other
do.
Words, it's a continual process.
Continual.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center. Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Pretty good muffies, too. SRT Sales Training and Uprising Addiction Center. Back in a moment with Dr. Richard Balkin, our life strategist today. We're talking forgiveness, practicing forgiveness today on Strategies.
Do you want to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture? Or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned, more than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online, scotttarkowski.com, or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Dr. Richard Balkin. He is a professor in the Department of Leadership and Counselor Education, coordinator for education research and design in the School of Education at the University of Mississippi. He's a fellow of the American Counseling Association, past editor for the Journal of Counseling and Development, which is the flagship journal for the American Counseling Association, and past president of the Association for Assessment and Research in Counseling. He started practice as a professional counselor in 1993, has worked in academia since 2003, probably like a lot of professors, textbooks on assessment and counseling and research and counseling, the counseling relationship and assessments and tests, but this little book that I'm holding, I'll hold it up here to the radio so people can see it. Practicing Forgiveness. What a great little book. Dr. Richard Balkin, welcome into Strategies.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I'll forgive you for being from Ole Miss. I'm practicing forgiveness, Rick.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. This has been a great university for me. But I understand people have their allegiances and those are important. So absolutely. No hard feelings.
Absolutely. Well, it is a great university. And, your talk, to say that Lauren and I were blown away mm-hmm. by both your keynote as well as your other presentation. I mean, we had to, and I'm so grateful that you were able to accommodate and come on Strategies and talk about this important subject. How did you get interested in the subject of forgiveness?
It was really informed by my clinical work. And mm-hmm. What I talk about in the book is I tell the story of a client I worked with. I call her Sheila in the book.
Right.
And she's 16 years old, and she tells her school counselor that she's been abused by her father. Mm-hmm. And the father denies the allegations, and there's an investigation, and the father is asked to leave the home. And subsequently, Sheila's mom looks at Sheila and she says, you know, you're destroying our family. Mm-hmm. And Sheila ends up, threatening suicide. And that's why she gets hospitalized. That's how I meet her.
Right.
And it's a rough case, I'm doing this family session with Sheila and her mom. And Sheila's mom opens up the family session, looking at Sheila and saying, you know, as a Christian, you have to forgive him. Mm-hmm. And and you know, as a counselor, we're supposed to be calm under fire and really think about the words that come out of our mouth when we're making a statement. I didn't do that. I was pretty abrupt when mom said, you know, as a Christian, you have to forgive him. I looked at the
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And I said, well, wouldn't that be convenient for you? Mm. And mom got upset. And I said, well, now you don't have to choose between your daughter's disclosure and your husband's denial. If she forgives him, it all gets swept under the rug. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many things happened with this case. This was not an easy case. The client really struggled during her treatment and didn't have the family support that you would want a client to have. And she's only 16.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those cases, and we all have these cases as counselors. I even hate calling it a case because it depersonalizes it. Mm-hmm. But we all have those clients that we just remember those moments have an impact on our life and our career. And that we think about, and this certainly was the case of Sheila for me, that 5 years later, I'm still thinking about this case. I'm still thinking about Sheila. And I just finished my doctorate and taken my first academic position. And I'm in a study group at a new synagogue I just joined during Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hear about this Jewish conceptualization of forgiveness. And I get introduced to this word called mechila. Mm-hmm. And mechila is a Hebrew word that means to wipe away debt. it's used that instead of being able to reconcile with somebody or make restitution or make things right, Mechila recognizes that when somebody is hurt, it can't always be made right, like abuse, neglect, slander, that once it's done, it can't be undone.
Right.
And I thought, that's fascinating. We need to be talking more about that in counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a long story to get to your answer, but it was informed by my clinical work. It was informed by a particular client I worked with in a particular situation. And when I heard this idea of mechila, of wiping away debt, I immediately thought of Sheila. And it's like, this is something else we have to be doing. We can't just be talking about forgiveness in terms of reconciliation.
Right.
We have to talk about forgiveness in terms of relinquishing feelings of ill will towards the person who harmed us.
Yes.
And whether or not we reconcile, that's a separate process. I wanted to bring those ideas to the forefront.
Yes.
And I think that's so important because I think a lot of us, especially, you know, outside the world of counseling or religion or spirituality, they misinterpret and interchange those words, reconciliation as forgiveness. And we have there's almost a myth there that I think you help to dispel and to tease out.
Yeah, I there was an interesting study when I began doing this work. There was an interesting study where they surveyed clergy and congregants, and they found out that clergy almost universally said reconciliation is separate from forgiveness. But their congregants said that forgiveness and reconciliation were tied together. And I'm like, wow.
So there's so
your
much
congregants aren't getting the message.
Yeah, there's so
talk
much
about a disconnect.
So much confusion there that needs to be teased out. And you know, again, with that much confusion, then, and you talk about this early in the book, kind of and your story indicates this. I can't even imagine the pressure on Sheila to forgive in that setting.
It was such an inappropriate comment that the mom made. I mean, I remember talking with the mom and saying, hey, what your daughter needs most right now is support. And mom's nodding her head, yes, I understand. I'm like, great, let me bring your daughter in. And then she opens with that. And I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, this is not going to go well.
Yeah.
Not exactly the support you expected.
So again, our beliefs, and of course, a lot of what we believe is driven by the culture that we are born into and that we either born into or that we join, we come into. And that can create a lot of conflict in and of itself, can it, Rick?
Sure. I mean, you know, forgiveness is learned at an early age, and it's informed by our culture, and I include our religion with that as well. And you know, I think it's kind of informative that Sheila's mom said, you know, as a Christian, you have to forgive him. And I'm truly, I walked out of there going, is that even true? I don't know. I'm Jewish. You know, I, I've heard stories. I know there's a guy, you know,
well, yeah. And he's one of you guys.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I've heard that, and I'm fairly knowledgeable of different faiths, but you know, it was this idea that, like I said, this Jewish concept of mechila, where I was like, I want to secularize this. I want to bring it into the mainstream.
Yeah.
This, because I think sometimes we think that forgiveness is a mandate, that I have to forgive. And okay, let's say we buy into that, but then are you willing to think about how you define forgiveness?
Yes.
Because sometimes forgiveness is decisional. I forgive you because I have to forgive you, but emotionally, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Have you done the work emotionally so that you could reach this decision? And what does forgiveness look like? If you remove reconciliation from it and you just realize it's the relinquishing of feelings of ill will, mm-hmm. you might look at certain situations and go, you know what? I have forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I don't wish this person ill will anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah, but that may not mean that I want to continue
or that it's safe or healthy to do so.
Right. Right.
That's
a separate thing.
Absolutely. And we're talking about that and so much more today with Dr. Richard Balkan. You got to get this little book, folks. It's called Practicing Forgiveness: A Path Toward Healing. And of course, you can get it wherever you buy books. It's out from Oxford University Press. And we're continuing our conversation with Dr. Richard Balkan today on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. When you need help, you want help now, and you want a rehab and addiction center that can help support you and help you flourish. Uprising Addiction Center in Shreveport is that place. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. Whether you're looking for yourself or a loved one, you'll find Uprising Addiction Center for detox, for residential inpatient, and intensive outpatient. You'll also find a team of dedicated specialists who will help you remember who you really are. You're not your addiction. Your story is waiting to unfold. And Uprising is here to help make that happen. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. A relaxed and beautiful setting. A dedicated team that knows how to help you recover your life and potential. Uprising Addiction Center. UprisingCenter.com.
Are you trying to develop a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Are you wanting to change your current culture, or are you lacking the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, then you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Hi, everyone. My name is Scott Tarkowski, and I'm the owner of SRT Sales Training. Relevant, real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter what the business. For more information, go to ScottTarkowski.com or simply call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here.
with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on the sausage, bold and true. Padres, bring in the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. The pleasure of having Richard Balkin, Richard S. Balkin, as our life strategist today. He's written an important book, and I hope you'll consider getting a copy of Practicing Forgiveness. It's a path toward healing. And, one of the things that I really appreciate that you did, Rick, this is a book written it's practical for academics, but it's even more practical for the general public. And mm-hmm. I appreciate that you yes. wrote it in that way. So thank you for that.
Thank you for noticing, because that was certainly the intent. And and of course, the big question is, can I even pull this off? Can I make this appropriate for lay people, for just the general public, but also have a piece for counselors yes. and people in the helping professions?
Yes.
Yeah. One of my favorite pieces is the way you've developed this model, the forgiveness reconciliation model. It provides a very good graphic, almost flowchart-like way for everyone to kind of understand the process and be able to break down, well, where am I in this process?
Yeah.
And what does each piece look like?
So Rick, kind of give us an overview of this model that you're proposing, the forgiveness reconciliation model.
Sure. So there's four steps or phases to this. And the first step is collaborative exploration. And I always view that as the hardest step, because it requires the person who's been offended to talk to someone. Mm. Now, you don't have to talk to a counselor or a psychiatrist. You could, and I certainly encourage that if that's a direction that you feel comfortable with.
Right.
But you could also talk to a mentor, a friend. You can talk to grandma. Look. Talk to somebody. And why is that so important? The reason is that, I bet you if you throw out to your audience to think about a time when you've had something so bad happen to you that at the time that it happens, you can't even speak about it.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what eventually happens? I bet at some point in time, you break down and you tell someone.
Yeah.
Right.
And at that moment, the unmentionable has become mentionable. That, if I look at this, if you look at this as a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, horrific and 1 being no problem at all, just by talking about it, by making the unmentionable mentionable, that 10 has become a 9. Mm-hmm. So talking is part of healing. And it's part, our relational processes lead to growth. Our relationships are the key to healing and growth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that first step of talking about it, of trying to make sense of the unsensible, of identifying your feelings towards a person or an event is really critical. And then the second part is to visit, what do I do with this? Yeah. You know, do I see any benefit to reconciling with the individual who caused me harm? Or am I like, no, I need this person out of my life, or I need to keep my distance from this person? So sometimes we see reconciliation as beneficial. Right. And sometimes we don't.
Right.
Yeah.
And if reconciliation is beneficial, we can then look at the remorse and change of the offender. Did the person who harmed us, how do they feel? Are they trying to grow and change? Have they apologized? Or are they still a danger to me? You know, or somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we reconcile or identify how we feel about a situation or about a person, and we see benefits to reconciliation, and we see the remorse and change of the offender, we can begin the journey of renegotiating the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
And that very question, which we touched on in the last segment, you know, that introducing that there is a choice involved. Mm-hmm. There are choices mm-hmm. involved here. I guess my question is, how big is that? How much difference does that make when someone understands, well, now, wait a minute, I do have a choice. I do have choices here. It's not a have to. It's a
decision.
Yeah. It's a decision I can make or choose not to. Are somewhere in between, right?
Yes. And, you know, to go with the opposite end, what happens when, you know what, there isn't benefit to reconciling? Or we see benefit to reconciling, but the offender hasn't expressed remorse. They haven't changed. Right. They're still in that spot. Mm-hmm. You know, and when that happens, we have to begin the process of recognizing unpaid debt, that what I want from this person, I'm not going to get.
Right.
And when I'm talking with people, I often say, you know, what happens when you've had this expectation of somebody and they don't meet that expectation? And they go, well, I'm hurt. Well, what happens when you quit expecting something from this person? You know, take something minor. You have a friend and you go out to lunch, and every month you go out to lunch, and you'll buy lunch one time, and then your friend will buy lunch one time, and you alternate.
Right.
And then one day it's their turn to buy lunch, and they go, I'm going to split the check. And then the next time you pay for lunch, and then it's their turn again, and they say, we're going to split the check. And you begin to realize that you're getting the raw end of the deal here.
Right.
So you begin to change your expectations of the individual.
Right.
So you're no longer hurt by their behavior because you don't expect anything from them.
Right.
And so one of the ways that we relinquish feelings of ill will is by removing expectations of remorse or change, or of wanting something from this person that you're not going to get.
Yeah.
And so sometimes forgiveness is interpersonal. We can reconcile and renegotiate the relationship. Mm-hmm. But sometimes forgiveness is intrapersonal, within yourself, where you say, hey, what I want from this person, I'm not going to get. So you don't owe it to me anymore. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help but hear in that intrapersonal process, maybe some grief. How much or what kind of a role does grief play in that process, do you think, or have you seen in your research?
You know, I make a connection to grief because, mm-hmm. You know, very often, sometimes the person we want to forgive is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
You know, but also sometimes we grieve the loss of a relationship that, gee, it would have been nice if this would have worked out. It would have been nice if you apologized. Mm-hmm. It would have been nice for you to recognize how you hurt me. But you didn't. And so I grieve, not grieving the person, but grieving the loss of the relationship. And sometimes, you know, we hold on to these relationships for dear life. And we actually go through the stages of grief, of denial, anger, bargaining, depression, all those things that we go through before we accept the fact that what I want from this person, I'm not going to get.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, one of the things that I also really like about the book, and again, folks, the name of the book is Practicing Forgiveness, A Path Toward Healing. But one of the things I like, and you're doing it in the interview too, and I so appreciate it, but you share stories. Mm-hmm. You shared a story that was very impactful about a congregation, I think it was a Muslim congregation, mm-hmm. that...
Yeah.
Was hurt badly. Do you think we have time in a couple of minutes for you to recount that story, Rick?
Sure. This was in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and there was a group of men who vandalized a mosque, and they were arrested, and one of the men who was arrested, writes a letter to the mosque and says, I'm really sorry I did this. Mm-hmm. And the imam receives the letter and reads it to members of the mosque. And they're like, we want to help this person. Mm-hmm. He's remorseful.
Yeah.
And they petition the prosecuting attorney to drop charges. The prosecuting attorney does not drop the charges. And so this man has to make restitution, and the members of the mosque help him. Hmm. And they develop a relationship. And in a sense of community between these two. And so it's this reciprocal relationship where the one of the offenders who injured truly feels bad and wishes to make amends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have some restorative justice principles there. And then you have members of the mosque who are like, you know what? This is a learning and growth opportunity for both of us.
Yeah. They were accepting and participative. And
right.
Yeah, makes us all think. And that's what this book does, folks. It makes you think. Practicing Forgiveness, A Path Toward Healing, Richard Balkan.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Dr. Richard Balkan is our life strategist today, and we've got more with him. We've got more here on Strategies for Living, so stay with us. Be right back.
We need Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back. That's who we are, Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And don't forget, you know, you may be tuning in and you've heard a piece of this program and you say, I just wish I could hear the whole thing.
Fear not, you can.
Absolutely. If you do podcasting, we're on all the major podcast platforms. All you got to do is put in Strategies for Living. And so whether you're at Apple or at Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, we'll come up and you can subscribe and you can listen to this program in its entirety and as often as you want. I hope you'll do that because it's an important subject. Richard S. Balkan is our life strategist today. His book is Practicing Forgiveness, A Path Towards Healing, and you can find it wherever you buy books. Rich, you came up with, and I think, you know, it's almost a perfect assessment in the sense that people can use it, anyone who is struggling with forgiveness can use it. It's brief. Mm-hmm. And counselors will find this very helpful for the counseling room, I think. Walk us through it. The assessment that you have come up with.
Sure. So it's called the Forgiveness Reconciliation Inventory. And there's two things that I want people to know when they take this assessment. The first is that forgiveness is time and context bound. And what I mean by that is that you could have an offense during two different times in your life and handle it very differently. Mm-hmm. An example is maybe you've been dating somebody for 3 months and they cheat on you. So you end the relationship.
Right.
Maybe you've been married for 20 years and there's infidelity. And you go, wait a minute, we need to figure this out. We have kids, we have commingled finances, we have this long history together.
Right.
The offense is the same.
Yeah.
But the time and context matters.
Yes.
And then the second thing I want folks to know is that forgiveness is a process. This is not a measure where you go, oh, I'm a forgiving person or an unforgiving person.
Right.
Rather, this shows you where you are in the process with this particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I have four prompts, and each of the prompts is followed by six adjective pairs. So, so you'll have a prompt that asks you about the feelings you have towards the person who caused you harm. And you might say I have, positive feelings towards this person or negative feelings towards this person. And there's six adjective pairs.
Right.
And that, of course, corresponds to the first phase that we talked about, collaborative exploration, exploring how you feel about the person who caused you harm. And then I have the same setup, six adjective pairs that follow for exploring, is reconciliation beneficial or not? And has the offender expressed remorse and changed or not? And are you leaning towards wanting to reconcile with this person or possibly separate yourself, remove yourself from this person? And so there's 24 items, six adjective pairs with each of the four prompts. And I take you through how easy it is to score. It's really easy to score.
Yes.
And then you end up with a little graph of your scores. You connect the dots on this little profile that's provided in the book.
Right.
And you can look at your profile and see how it looks compared to 16 common profiles.
Right.
And you'll usually find a very common profile that explains where you are in the process. For instance, somebody who feels that I have good feelings about the person who caused me harm. I think reconciliation would be beneficial. They seem remorseful and have changed, and I want to renegotiate this relationship. I call that the everything is awesome profile because you have high scores on each of the scales.
Right, right.
Now, I also have a scale for the opposite, where I don't have good feelings about this person, and I don't think reconciliation is beneficial, and they haven't changed and don't have remorse, and so I don't feel like it's healthy for me to be around this person. Mm-hmm. And I call that profile the no-no and hell-no profile.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, and this gets into the gray area. I mean, a lot of times I think, especially, you know, and I'm not being critical here of religions, but oftentimes we get the ideas from certain religions that this is more black and white. Mm. But the fact of the matter is the process is more gray than it is black and white. And I think that's one of the things, in my opinion, the forgiveness reconciliation inventory helps to clarify, because
and it clarifies where in the gray spectrum you are.
Yeah, because there's many shades of gray, aren't there?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one thing I do want to say is that, you know, a profile like a no-no and hell-no profile sounds really bad, but it's not.
No.
You know, there's something to be said about setting boundaries for yourself.
Absolutely.
And that can be very, very healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, between those two extremes that I've just mentioned are 14 other profiles, you know, that demonstrate sometimes more conflicted ideas about where I am in the forgiveness process.
Yeah, like one of the profiles is I might need to rethink this. And so, it helps tease out and encourages people to really do the thinking, mm-hmm. you know, do a deeper dive out of just the black or the white.
Right, right. And a lot of times what I find is people go, you know what? This is really validating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found, you know, this is where I'm at. And it feels good to be, to know that I'm not crazy. This is a real place.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, there's so much in the book. We need about three more hours, Rick. but so I hope what you'll do is I hope you will come back, you know, and visit with us again, because I think this is a subject that is important for all of us to continue to dialogue about and talk about and learn about.
I would love that. I would love that.
In the meantime, folks, you can continue the conversation that we've started today with Richard Balkin. And the way you do that is you go get this book, Practicing Forgiveness, A Path Toward Healing. You can get it wherever you buy books. It's out from Oxford University Press. And we'll be back. We'll be back to wrap up with Dr. Richard Balkin today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Dr. Richard Balkin with us today. Wonderful book, Practicing Forgiveness, A Path Toward Healing. Go get this book, folks. It's rich. There's so much in here. And Rick, I know that it's unfair. I'll ask for forgiveness in advance for saying and asking you, okay, in a minute or so, what do you want us to really take away from our conversation on forgiveness today and your book, Practicing Forgiveness? What do you want us to take away from this?
You know, the most common thing that people tell me is I've always linked forgiveness and reconciliation together, and you've given me permission to look at forgiveness differently, that forgiveness is simply the relinquishing of feelings of ill will towards someone. And reconciliation is a separate process.
Yes.
So, you know, yeah. So moving forward, you know, I don't want to wake up angry anymore. I want to lift that burden, and I can do that through this idea of mechila, and then decide how I want to move forward with or without this person.
Yes. Yeah. Well, congratulations on this work. Thank you for the work you're doing and continuing to do. And I hope we can have you back very often here on Strategies for Living. Thank you, Rick.
I would love that, and thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Practicing Forgiveness, Richard Balkan. Go get the book. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. For Tina's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, pretty good muffies too, SRT Sales Training, and Uprising Addiction Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Richard Balkan, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.